Today we are learning the second perek of the Rambam's Hilchos Deos. And in the second perek, the Rambam continues in his discussion from the first perek about the various midos, the various traits that a person has, and the Rambam's belief based on Chazal and based on Aristotle, that almost all traits themselves are objectively appropriate. No such thing as a person who needs to eliminate a piece of themselves. However, the goal is to find a middle ground. The goal is to find a derech benonis. And again, as we spoke about, the Rambam said that there's really sort of two different levels of behavior. You have a person who's a chacham. The person who's a chacham finds the path, the middle path, the path of moderation, and that's their chachma. If a person wants a path of chassidus, a path of righteousness, they identify where the middle road is, and then they go slightly to the right or slightly to the left of that middle path. Never extreme. Never completely rejecting other sides of personality, but we find the middle path and we go to the right or to the left of that derech. And Rambam continues in Perek Beis, for those who are following along, we're going to do Perek Beis, Halacha, Aleph, and Beis today. The Rambam discusses in Perek Beis, Halacha, Aleph, that just like a person might have choli haguf. Choli haguf, of course, are illnesses of the body. And that person who is ill, and it's something that we probably know from our own experience, that person's perception of the physical world is off. The Rambam says, choli haguf til amim hamar matok vihamatok mar. Something that's bitter, he tastes it as being sweet. Something that's sweet, he experiences it as being bitter. V'yesh min acholim, there are those people who are ill. So mi shemitaveh v'ta'av l'ma'acholos she'inan ru'uyin l'achila k'god ha'afar v'apachan. Rambam says there are those people that are ill, and instead of wanting to eat healthy, normal foods, so they have a desire for dust and for other things of that nature. I'm not exactly sure the illness that Rambam refers to, but again, the point being is that when a person is physically ill, their physiological senses of their own life and their own needs and their own body have been either diminished or corrupted because of the illness. And the Rambam says, so just like that's true when it comes to physical illnesses, so kach b'nei adam shenafshoseihem cholos mo'im. That's also true by a person whose nefesh is ill. It's not just that they have bad midos, but that their perception of appropriate behavior, of how to act in any given situation, of what's an appropriate derech hachayim, that person as well, that mida and those midos and that perception of how to act in the world has been corrupted. And that person, the ohazim, hadeos, haraos, a person who is ethically or psychologically or spiritually, have they been corrupted, they love deos raos. They love or they think it's appropriate to be very loud in a certain situation or to act in a way that says, look at me, or to get angry or to become egotistical or to speak in a way that's inappropriate. It's not just that they're doing it, but because they have a holy hanefesh, they actually love these deos ra'os. V'sonim haderech hatovam. They don't like the proper middle ground of moderation. U'misatzlim malechetz ba. They're too lazy or they're too corrupt to go in that middle road. V'yikavda aleihen l'mod l'fi chalim. And depending on what the illness, the spiritual, psychological, ethical illness is, it can weigh on that person very heavily, or perhaps, depending on the person, less so. So what does a person do who finds themselves just not in a good place in life because of their deos, their ethics, their behavior, their psychological state, their spiritual state. The rabbi says, what should a person do? Umahi takanas choli nefashos. What's the solution for such a person who's a choli nefesh? Yelchu eitzel hachachamim. They should go by the chachamim. Shehem rofei hanefashos. People who are doctors, healers of the soul. The yirfu cholin bideos, and that person, the chachamim, when it comes to the area of deos, they can help to heal, to address, to correct the deos, shemalamdim osan, ad sheyachzirum l'derach hatova. The chacham knows how to help a person change from the deos that the person might have learned, right? Ad sheyachzirum l'derach hatova, until they have gone back to a healthy derech. So let me just comment on this Rambam. The Rambam is not saying that every person who's a Tam Chacham is also a person who's a Rofei Nefashos. You can have a person who's a Rofei Nefashos. He might be Tam Chacham, but he's not necessarily a Rosh Yeshiva or a Rebbe. You can have a Rofei Nefashos who's a therapist, Jewish or not Jewish. A person has to find someone who they really trust their insight, someone who's really going to get to know the person who is asking, who's the mevakesh, who's trying to correct themselves. It's not just enough just to go to anybody. A person really has to go to someone who they have great confidence is a rofei nefashos. The Rambam continues, the last line of this halacha, that this person needs to be someone that recognizes the ethical, spiritual, psychological state of the person. A person who says, you know, I'm not in a good place in my life, but I'm not going to go deal with it. I'm not going to go get help. I'm not going to go get chizuk. I'm not going to go for insight. That person, as Shlomo Melch said, that these are the musar avilim. These are the ways of fools. And this comment of the Rambam says that this is what Shlomo Melch was referring to, really is something that is quite on point. You know, a person who has a bronchial cough, a person who has a shalom of cancer, a person who has a physical malady, you know, very few people, and these people would be identified as fools, would say, you know what, forget it, I'm okay, I can do it on my own, what do I need a doctor for? You know, people recognize in the physical world of the necessity of correction, of healing, and that a person is not able to self-monitor their own outer physical life, their physical health. When it comes to the Choli HaNefesh, we're much more hesitant to do so. And how many people, especially once they leave the confines of yeshiva, go find a Rebbe or go to a Rav and say, you know, I really want to work on a midah of ka'as or a midah of jealousy or I want to work on my own simchas achayim. How many people say that out of every 100 balabatin, out of every 100 people that are out there in the world? We don't take those opportunities. But often, and not to sound too harsh, but in the same way that our bodies rot from illness, so too our deos and our souls, our nefesh, our ethical state, our psychological state, it just continues to go down a slope, continues to diminish itself, continues to corrupt itself. And a chacham needs to be able to go to a chacham and say, I need help in figuring out a way of self-correcting my inner life, the life of the nefesh. And that's exactly what the Rambam is recommending in Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam continues, and he says, the case that he, Rufuasam, how does a person change a midah? And this is something that we mentioned in last week's shiur as well. The Rambam says, I'll give you a very easy solution. If a person knows about himself that either in reality or even just what his netiyah, what his impulse is, that he is cheap, that he is selfish, that he is too something, that he's too loud, that he talks too much, he talks too little. So Rambam said that a person can go through what we call in modern day psychology, behavioral modification. And the Rambam says, for instance, Mishu Bal Chema, a person who is subject to anger, Chema actually is more than anger, but it's more like rage. What do we tell the person? So Omrim Lo Lahanhig Atzmo, he should conduct himself, Shim Huka V'Kolel, somebody might come, they might strike you, they might curse you, Lo Yargish Klau, I don't even feel it. I'm not going to respond to it. I'm not going to be hurt by it. I'm not going to get defensive. A person who is a Bal Ka'as, a Bal Chema, who naturally is angry, he goes completely, completely in the other direction. Then he goes in this road for a long period of time of squashing, rejecting, subjugating the impulse to respond and to lash out and become defensive. And for weeks and months and years, you change yourself that you're Mr. Placid and you're Mr. Peaceful. The Rambam says, "Ad sheteaker hachema milibo," until he has completely uprooted the feelings of rage or the feelings of anger that are in his heart. And namely, again, the Rambam is making a statement that behavior modification has the ability to fundamentally change the essence and the nature of a person. Now, a person in theory could question this Rambam. By the way, the Rambam is basing himself off of a Gemara in Erechin and a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Again, normally the Rambam is always finding a statement that has its roots in Chazal. The question is where? You know, where does he get it from? How does he sort of change it? How does he modify it? There's a certain amount of Sherlock Holmes work, sort of mystery work, of where the Rambam is taking some of his ideas from. But the Rambam here in this case is taking his idea from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and that's Chos Hayim and Aleph. But the Rambam is making a statement that's somewhat provocative, that a person might have a certain essence, but through consistent behavior modification and through consistent behavior that is the antithesis to the essence, a person can be okare the nature. A person can be okare that essence altogether. Now, a person perhaps could question this Rambam. A person can say, if a person naturally is a Bal Chema, because that's what their DNA is, and that's what their genes are, and that's what their disposition is, you're never going to change that. But rather, you can work on your reactions so that a person can say, yeah, the rage is still there, the anger is still there, but I have trained myself how to react to that or how to react gently. Not that I'm different and not that I've uprooted whatever that essence is, but I've learned how to address it and to silence it and to respond properly. And again, I'm not sure if the difference is important. You know, but to some degree, there's almost a certain heroic quality to a person that lives their whole life with the potential of anger, the potential of gaiva, the potential of all these things, but a person simply has trained themselves of how to put those needos on the back burner, as opposed to the way the Rambam is describing it, where a person has been changed altogether. And again, maybe it's just sort of a theoretical question, but to me, certainly, it's a fascinating question. And the Rambam said that's true when it comes to gaiva lev, the person who's about gaiva, the next line of the Rambam, b'mhoya gaiva lev, yanig atzmo b'bizayon harbe. A person should really place themselves in a situation of bizayon, in a situation that is beneath the person's dignity if they have a sense that they are bali gaiva. We know there's a famed discussion, a famed debate between two of the great yeshivot back in the beginning of the 20th century, the end of the 19th century. Of course, we had Slobodka and we had Nevardik. Now, Slobodka became more famous because of their ideology of the godless ha'adam, the greatness of man. Many of the Talmidim would walk around Slobodka with a top hat and a walking stick and dress beautifully. What they were focused on is the greatness of man. And Nevardik, led by Rav Yosef Yozel Horowitz, used to describe the necessity of a person being mishapel themselves, being mevazeh themselves, lowering themselves, The person would often deny themselves certain pleasures, or they were very self-denigrating. Now, the reality is that we think of Slobodka as being more famous because their ideology spread, and because of the many, many Talmidim of the Altemet Slobodka. But in its day, Nevardik was a far more mainstream ideology. The yeshiva was far bigger. They were able to spread to many other locations as well. And people were attracted by this idea. People having a sense about themselves that they were naturally ga'at alev, so they sought to be mevatel themselves. They sought to say, you know what, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. I think I'm so great, but the reality is that I'm really nobody, and I'm just a shell of a person, and a person walks humbly in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a little bit following in this Rambam, namely that a person should actively seek for a life of shiflus. The yeshiv lamata min hakol, the person should sit lower down than everybody else. I mean, this is a person who's a bal gaiva, he should completely go in the other direction. The yilbosh, the levis, the chavos, you should not dress in a fancy way, etc., etc. Okay? And the Rambam says, v'yalkav zeh, in this way, just like the Baal Chema completely goes the other direction. Somebody can spit in my face, I don't react. The Baal Gaiva now puts on clothing, like cheap clothing, right? V'yalkav zeh, yaseh b'shar kol hadeos. Every midah, a person should seek to go in the other direction. Im ha-yarachot l'katsa ha-echad, Yarchik Atma Lakatsa Hashemi. Person, if they're in one direction, they should go in the other direction. Yanik Bosman Naruba, you should act in that sort of other direction for a long period of time. Acha Yaksur Laderach Atova, Vimit Nido Venanis, Shibachol Deya Videya. So eventually a person finds a middle road after going to extremes. Now, just one last din, or halacha of the Rambam, something that we pointed out last week. But the Rambam, even though in halacha beis, it sounds like even by anger and gaiva, a person goes in the opposite direction and then ends up somewhere in the middle, the Rambam continues in halacha gimel and says it's not true when it comes to anger, it's not true when it comes to gaiva, there's no middle road, anger is something that's compared to avodah zarah, etc., etc. And really the goal of a person, no matter who the person is, including halacha gimel, says that the goal is, v'derech ha-tzadikim hein, right, even the tzaddik who normally would find a middle road, or maybe slowly to the right of that middle road, but when it comes to anger and gaiva, v'derech ha-tzadikim hein, aluvin ve'inon olvin, they take shame that other people are giving them, but they don't shame others. Shomim cherfason ve'edam ashivin, the person listens to other people denigrating them, ve'edam ashivin, but I don't respond. Osim me'ahavam, I do whatever I have to do out of love, not out of a need of gaiva or respect, my ego, the smechem, the yisurim. And that's really the goal. So the Rambam, even though in certain places, as we pointed out, even when it comes to anger and gaiva, they have this middle road approach, the Rambam then in Halakha Gimel says, well, it's not true. When it comes to anger and gaiva, a person has to be an extremist. Extreme away from anger, extreme away from gaiva. And we gave a couple of answers last week how to explain this seeming contradiction of the Rambam. In the one place the Rambam says again that even anger and even egotism should be somewhat centralized, middle of the road, abandoning. Another place the Rambam says absolutely not. And how do we resolve this issue in the Rambam? Okay, Amir Shem, we'll continue learning next Sunday or next Monday. But again, for people, at least there's some takeaway of the Rambam, of the tremendous amount of work, the constant work that's needed for some level of self-perfection, to seek out those, whether they be Chaverim or Reveim, who can help us bring us to that exalted place. And to merge them by doing that, we can all find ourselves, as the Rambam says, living a life of refined and excelled deos and midos. Thank you, and have a good day.